Thanks for tuning in to Great Job, the improvised comedy podcast about the world of work. Each episode, we talk to an improviser about a job they've held, and then we improvise scenes based off what they've said. The jobs are real, but everything else is totally improvised and made up on the spot. Sound effects are added afterwards. One of the sound effects you're going to hear is a whooshing noise, which sounds like this. When you hear that, it means that the scene might have jumped to a different location or the characters might have changed. And that is what the whoosh means.
I'm here with three brilliant improvisers, comedic geniuses, and good Canadian people. I've got Chloe Godman.
Yeah, hi.
I've got Ian Thomas Day.
Hey there.
And I've got Mark Little.
Oh, great to be here.
Which character are you in? That was Rocky, right?
That was Rocky, yeah. I didn't know what I was singing when I started, but then eventually...
It went to Rocky.
I was singing Rocky, yeah.
I've got the comedic underdog, Mark Little, who is going to show them all.
I'm going to really win you over the course of this podcast, but by the end, I will lose. Whatever losing means in this context, I'll do that.
He's bleeding so much. He doesn't give up. I love it.
The next podcast, he's going to do it with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that's right. He's bleeding and he's screaming his wife's name. All right.
Mark, have you had a job?
Yes. Do you want to hear about one?
Oh, yes.
I will not best your best because this is just a pretty standard job that I am so eager to share with you. The Canadians on the pod will maybe recognize the name The Pita Pit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So this is a chain restaurant that served pitas. I don't know why I'm pronouncing it. I've never pronounced it that way, but the branding of this place was bananas. It was a big cartoon. It was like vegetables with cartoon eyes. And they all looked like they're from that Christian movie VeggieTales.
Was that Christian the whole time?
Yeah,
I believe it was.
Oh my
god! Yeah, you remember when the celery gets crucified or whatever?
Oh right.
And then the cucumber goes, "That's me, but it's also my son." Don't look.
Carrots part the sea. Ooh.
So the Pita Pit was just this place, and there was one in downtown Halifax in Canada when I was living there, right in the club district, and I worked the night shift, and every night the clubs would spill out at 4 a.m., 2 a.m., some nights it was 4, but it was just chaos. People would storm in, and in the first week, I was like, I'm not going to be that guy who doesn't let, people should be allowed to use the bathroom, you know? I hate that rule that you have to be a customer, I'm not going to be, and then I swear, it was less than a month that I became the most, it was like when conservatives tell you that, oh, you're young, get some money, you'll become conservative. It was like that. I was like, get the fuck out. You don't touch my bathroom. It was just one bad incident. One drunk guy came in and ruined it, and then I was like, never again. But anyway, the way I lost this job was one day I wanted to be doing sketch comedy rehearsal, and I cut my finger on the turkey slicer, and I was like, fuck this. Bandaged my hand, locked the door, and went to my sketch rehearsal and got a call from the owners hours later when the night shift people had gone in. And they were like, they came and the store was just closed and the lights were off. Like, what's going on? And I was like, yeah, I cut my finger.
Did it leave any permanent scarring you still have?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. But I've cut my fingers. I've specifically cut my fingers so many times.
Oh, wow.
I had to get stitches on my pinky and my forefinger in two separate incidents last year.
Do they all like coincide with like life altering moments?
I can no longer stand by and not be a politician.
they all result in me somehow quitting the Pita Pit again.
So what? Just to like, what were you actually doing? You were like a would you call the job a server?
No, just like basically the fast food equivalent of a line cook.
It's like a sandwich artist, right? Like you're making people's,
Cool.
Yes.
Also, I don't. Okay, this is a really dumb question. I don't understand like your responsibility for the bathroom as a line cook. How would you with a bathroom guy?
Oh, would that line cook was as prestigious as it is in your mind? At a pita pit, yes, line cook, but that's simply one of your duties. And so many more duties exist, such as tending to the bathroom at the end of the night, because you're literally one of one one of two people on the staff.
Right. Okay. I thought the pita pit was a bigger operation than it was.
No.
Okay.
No, it's teeny tiny.
So people would come in and say, can I use the bathroom? I'm not ordering anything. And you would be like, sure. And then it happened. And you were like, never again.
It happened.
Got you. Okay.
The event.
Hey, guys. I know that I've just recently been made manager of Pablo's Pizzeria. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, I've been one of you the last 6 months. I just want you to know I'm not going to be that guy. All right? I'm not going to be, you know, some people go a bit power mad and they let the position change them. Not old Danny.
Hey, Danny, that's really good to hear.
That's cool.
It's just been really tough around here.
Yeah.
So
I think we want a friendly vibe. The experience with the last manager was a rough ride. So
he was a straight up asshole. I'll say it.
Wow. Oh, whoa. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And in fact, we'll make that the last swearing that we have in Pablo's Pizzeria.
So you're allowed to swear and we're not.
That is absolutely not what I said.
So can I do a swear right now?
I would really rather.
Shitbag.
All right. Jonathan?
That's sick.
That was really funny.
That was neither funny nor. Did you say sick, Malcolm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Both of you, all three of you are going to get a verbal warning.
What?
It's real freaking convenient. You're all here at the same time. I don't have to waste any of my precious manager breath on individually warning you.
Danny, think about what you're doing here, buddy. You literally just said you weren't going to be this guy less than 3 minutes ago, and you're already this guy.
I don't want to be this guy.
I know. Yeah. Come back to us.
Come
we want
to
hang out.
Come back to us. You got to chill. You're getting manager's disease. You got to chill. Come on, man.
I'm being an asshole.
I feel like I just watched a bullet go by your head and graze you. Like that was so close to taking you out.
Oh man, that was. Oh.
Remember when you said verbal warning?
Like that was crazy.
Oh my god.
This guy? Verbal warning. All right.
Okay, it's still chill. Okay, we're chill.
We got you back.
Thank you.
Okay. Chill. All right. Oh my gosh.
Let's get the kitchen ship shape. Yes. Let's get it clean. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm on that today. Yeah, sorry, I'll get in there. Oh right. Guys, look at this.
So many
fish. Oh, disgusting. Gross.
Why are you making those weird noises?
It's nasty in the kitchen, man.
Malcolm, look at me. Turn around. Look at me. Turn around. Look at the wall.
Yeah.
Don't ever make that noise again.
Ow! You spanked me.
Danny! You cannot do that to us.
Where'd you get that little ruler from?
All three of you.
What? Against the wall? Hey, what? Get your hands off my shoulders. Ow! Ow!
Okay. Hey!
You pulled down my pants.
I did not enjoy that.
Danny, come back.
Danny,
come back. Not enjoy
Danny,
that.
Come back to us.
Danny, come back.
Whoa.
You were like foaming at the mouth.
Guys, pull your pants up. I don't know what.
I never took mine down.
Okay, well, I took mine. I'm pulling mine up right now. Yeah. And they
I
are
took
staying
mine
up for the rest of the shift.
All the way off. I got to find them.
Okay. Oh, my God. Danny. What the hell happened? You guys were really kind of leading me on there.
We're just talking about work, and then your eyes went completely black.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got the manager's disease. There was like a small reverb echo to your voice. Everything
oh my
got
God.
Deeper. Your eyes
were
black
like,
as night.
You were foaming at the mouth. It was kind of disturbing.
That was weird.
Wait, why are you putting a tie on?
And... Oh, my God.
Take oh, it my off. God. Danny,
where'd
what the fuck?
That?
No one is allowed to wear a tie apart from me. Unless I want to tie it round your necks and walk you round this kitchen like you're my fucking dog.
What, right, dude?
Oh, fuck.
That's manager's disease for sure.
That's classic manager's disease.
Get these dishes clean.
Look at the veins in his neck. They're getting more pronounced.
They're bulging.
Oh, my God. He's not speaking English. He's speaking Managerese.
Who wants to have a drink after work?
I can't understand him.
Push him in the oven. Push him in the oven.
Push him in the oven. Push, push, push.
We have to do it. He was turning.
Who's the most senior now?
I started like a month after Danny, so I guess...
Oh, she's putting on a tie already.
No, what are you doing? Eyes are black.
I'm just saying, technically we should have been at our stations about 10 minutes ago.
Into the stove. Into the stove.
Get in the stove.
I'll get in. I don't want to be that guy. It's not worth it. I'm getting in myself.
Oh my God, I guess that means
I'm senior now.
Hi, could I get a turkey pita?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, for sure.
I was in here 2-3 days ago, and the turkey tasted a little more fun.
A little more fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy who made it, he was like, I don't know, he did something to the turkey. And I haven't had a rap like that in my whole life.
Hey, Claire. Sorry, I'm late. I'm gonna head to the kitchen.
Okay.
That was the guy who made my turkey wrap last time.
Hey, buddy.
Steve is one of our top line cooks.
Claire.
Can you just let me have a word with Steve? Just one moment.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hey, man. Hey, Steve. Hey, you're late again today, but
yeah,
that's
I'm so
cool.
Sorry, my wife's riding my ass again.
Oh, you're married?
Supposed to get kids. My
you
kids a bed.
Kids?
I keep promising to get my kids a bed, and I just did not follow through.
Dude, I thought you were like 20.
Yeah, I started early, honey.
You know, it's okay. I'm not gonna note it down. They said you made a really good sandwich or pita the other day.
It was a turkey wrap. Yeah, it was just really good. Sorry, I don't mean to overhear, but I'm just really hoping to get that turkey wrap.
No worries, brother.
Look, Steve, what did you do? Just tell me what you did.
Got to wash my hands after I peed.
Right, okay.
I forgot to wash my hands after I peed, and I stank up the turkey, and then I made it, and I was humiliated. I felt like someone was going to file a health complaint, but they all liked it. And they've all been coming back, and they want it, and I can't do that again.
You got to do it again.
Someone's going to get sick from me.
That's not on us. We just have to keep the customers happy while they're in here.
Oh, my God.
You got to do it. Do it for your kids, Steve.
I got to get stink up on my hands.
It's me. Terrence Dickinson, the food inspector.
Oh, I can see that from your badge, yes.
From my badge, thank you.
Yeah, how can I help?
You can help by answering my questions.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's just me here today, but that's fine, yeah.
Have you washed your hands?
Yeah, of course.
How is the cleanliness generally?
Yeah, I would say good. I would say good. Yeah? Is that what you want to hear? Good?
I want to hear the truth.
Okay. The truth is, if you really want to know the truth, Clarence, the truth is I have finals this afternoon, and I've been studying, okay?
Okay. Now it comes out.
Yeah.
Now it comes out. Yeah?
I think the place is clean. I don't really give a shit. I come here. I do work. I don't own the place.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Little did you know, I was recording that conversation on my dictaphone.
I'm honestly fine with that.
I got enough on this baby to take you and this place down.
I'll go work at Pizza Corner. It's fine. It's like...
Hi. Can I use your bathroom?
No.
Well, is there anything in this restaurant where I can lick the pee-pee off of that guy that works
here?
Oh,
Steve. What? Yeah, Steve. Wait. Okay. I have some leftover from when Steve was in yesterday. Try it. Just try it. And then if you don't like it, you can write us up.
Oh, my God. This wrap stinks of piss. This is just from his hands.
It's just from his hands.
As far as, like, agents of our organization go, you're getting way too deep into these places. You're eating the food. I feel like you haven't had a good bust in a year.
Have you ever seen Point Break?
Yes.
Well, sometimes you have to get in with an organization that you're investigating to really understand the soul of why they're doing it, and that is exactly what I'm doing.
You're working at four restaurants right now. You're holding down four part-time jobs in addition to being a health inspector. Yeah. I feel like you misunderstand this trade.
Just wait until you hear what I've got on my dictaphone.
It's a lot of people admitting small misdemeanors and then saying they don't care that you recorded them.
When those misdemeanors add up, we are taking this city down. Did you get my last voice note? It was about 20 minutes.
What am I listening to here? Are you trying to take down an organization? You just keep playing me teenagers talking about who they have a crush on.
Yeah.
I think Ryan Gosling would be like my top celebrity.
Are you
and like
friggin' kidding me, Karen?
Are you hearing this?
Have you seen Ryan Reynolds? I'm Reynolds all day long.
I can't believe you're a Reynolds girl.
This is the thin end of the wedge. It starts with crushing and it ends with masturbating.
I don't know what the law is that you might be breaking, but I do know there's an ethical barrier that you've crossed as a full-grown man recording these teenagers' love lives.
Oh, you want to know my birthday? Sure.
Oh my god, yeah.
It's March the 17th, 2001.
And I'm 2002.
They're not teenagers. They're in their 20s. They're in their early 20s.
Okay, you know what? There might be something here. Local 20-somethings pretending to be teens. I wonder how deep this goes. I cut my finger at work, and then I just sort of thought, that's it, you know? Felt like a sign that I was just like, I'm out, you know? So I quit that job and just started backpacking around the world and really found myself, really flipped my life upside down.
Oh, that's cool. That's a really good, origin story, man. Yeah. I've been traveling around for a while. It's good to meet people in the hostels, you know? I sprained my ankle.
Wow.
One gopher hole.
You stepped in the hole.
I stepped in the gopher hole, and I sprained my ankle. I fell over. A rake hit me. It was
positively
crazy.
Cartoonish.
You say that, but then the bucket of water I was carrying, I had dunked my head in it accidentally, and the gopher started eating my shoe.
No, it's extremely cartoonish. It gets more cartoonish. I think you tried to tell me that it was less cartoonish by adding details, and then it became much, much more cartoonish.
But isn't that like your story too? Like you said you cut your finger.
No, it's not like my story at all.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand how there could have been a banana peel on the floor that you slipped and fell on.
It was there.
Okay.
And it,
people aren't supposed to eat in the hostel rooms. I don't know. It sounded, you were smiling when you told the story, so I can't tell if you're upset about it or you thought it was.
Well, it was funny. It was the banana peel was at the top of the stairs, and then I slipped and I slid down the banister. The end of the banister hit me right between the leg, right in my dick and balls.
Right.
And I flipped over, and then I landed on a cat that went rear and then ran out of the front door.
So you wanted to file a police report. You said that someone pushed a piano out of a window and it flattened you like a pancake, but you bounced back, but your teeth fell out.
My body is able to accordion itself. And I can walk around like an accordion for 10 to 15 seconds. Yeah. And I was able to, luckily the police station is just right across the street from where this fat and this skinny guy were moving a piano. And these guys don't know what they were doing.
Can I say something, sir? And I don't throw this term around. Your life sounds positively cartoonish.
Why does everybody keep saying that?
I see you dressed in a shirt and tie and holding a stack of resumes, presumably on your way to try and find a job of some kind. But I'll have to say this. A cartoonish gentleman like yourself is probably going to end up in a cartoonish line of work. You cannot take yourself so seriously.
Can I see the chief? Is he through this hole in the wall?
No, that's not a hole.
I'm going to march.
Someone painted a circle on the wall and you fell for a cartoonish prank.
Who painted a hole on the wall of the police station?
Well, actually, sir, I watched a man I could only describe as your nemesis do it earlier. He was a shorter, sort of sweeter looking version of you who seems to revel in your misery. He has a curly mustache and is face gets long when he's pleased.
Bertrand.
This episode's performers were Chloe Godman, Ian Thomas Day, Mark Little, and myself, Freddie Sandylands. With thanks to Sessions, bringing the most exciting talent in food to your neighbourhood.